ربك هو علي هين وقد خلقتك من قبل ولم تك شيئا قال رب اجعل لي آية قال آيتك ألا تكلم الناس ثلاث ليال سويا فخرج على قومه من المحراب فأوحى إليهم أن سبحوا بكرة وعشيا يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة وآتيناه الحكم صبيا وحنانا من لدنا وزكاة وكان تقيا وبرا بوالديه ولم يكن جبارا عصيا وسلام عليه يوم ولد ويوم يموت ويوم يبعث حيا واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا فاتخذت من دونهم حجابا فأرسلنا إليها روحنا فتمثل لها بشرا سويا قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا قال إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا قالت أنى يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أك بغيا قال ذلك قال ربك هو علي هين ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقضيا فحملته فانتبذت به مكانا قصيا فأجاءها المخاض إلى جذع النخلة قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا فناداها من تحتها ألا تحزني قد جعل ربك تحتك سريا وهزي إليك بجذع النخلة تساقط عليك رطبا جنيا فكلي واشربي وقري عينا فإما ترين من البشر أحدا فقولي إني نذرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا فأتت به قومها تحمله قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغيا فأشارت إليه قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا وسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا ذلك عيسى ابن مريم قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون ما كان لله أن يتخذ من ولد سبحانه إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون وإن الله ربي وربكم فاعبدوه هذا صراط مستقيم فاختلف الأحزاب من بينهم فويل للذين كفروا من مشهد يوم عظيم أسمع بهم وأبصر يوم يأتوننا لكن الظالمون اليوم في ضلال مبين صدق الله العلي العظيم. Please invite up Maulana with another loud salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
يا رب. Yeah, how many? Yeah. Okay, leave it. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Fatiha. Bismillah. وفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي اسمه دواء وذكره شفاء وطاعته غنى والصلاة والسلام على عبده المصطفى بدر الدجى كهف الورى الذي دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى سيد الكونين جد الحسنين أبي القاسم محمد اللهم صل على وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين صاحب العصر والزمان خليفة الرحمن إمام الإنس والجان الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبه ثبتت الأرض والسماء اللهم عجل فرجه الشريف. Problem to the humankind, human misery is zuhur of Mawla Imam Zaman Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. And night is night of dua, night of munajat. The best dua is dua of zuhur, inshallah. Getting prepared bodily and so mentally. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجا. This Quranic dua also is a part of our life. It's Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina wa akhta'na. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih. Wa'afu anna waghfir lana warhamna. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين أما بعد فقد قال الله وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم فصبر جميل صلوات پڑھیے محمد وآل محمد Huma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraja. I begin in the name of Allah, the gracious, the merciful. Tonight I'm going to talk about nafs-e musawwalah. Usually we hear about the attributes of nafs many a time from these pulpits, and this particular attribute has not been discussed widely. What is nafs-e musawwalah? Before I go further, what is nafs itself? The most complicated discussion is about the self. We call it a spirit, the self. The synonymous words in the Quran is nafs, ruh, qalb, etc. All are synonymous. When we read Quran, before I go further, I ask all of you, start your day with 10 ayats. I am saying this from all over the world, more than 15 years. I think before also when I was here, I was mentioning this. Our life has been stolen from the materialistic world, and we are mesmerized by the technological advancement. And while you are here, can you follow me? And look at me rather than your screens, inshallah. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal faraja. Hadith of the Prophet in regards to the recitation of the Quran. And Quran itself, faqra'u ma tayassara min al-Quran. As much as you can recite the Quran, Quran says. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam says, recite at least 10 ayats a day. What is the outcome of the recitation of 10 ayats a day? Lam yaktub min al-ghafilin. You shall not be one of the people, those who are heedless. Heedlessness, ghafla, it is an Arabic word we use in Persian, we use in Urdu very widely, same words. We were sleeping, we were ghafaleen, and someone has mugged all of our house. This is ghafla. Today's ghafla of Muslimin, 59 Muslim countries, the amount of manpower which we have, the amount of wealth we have, it has been stolen because of our ghafla. So only one thing can remove our ghafla is recitation of the Quran. Lam yaktub min al-ghafilin. It is the hadith of the Prophet. It's a very beautiful hadith. It says, if you recite 10 ayats, you never be one of those who are heedless. I think tonight is a gift from Shabe Jummah's majlis is, inshallah, from tomorrow, do not start a day or day without reciting 10 ayats, inshallah, with the translation. If you have time, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Tadabbur, tafakkur, tafahum, research, go detail, go in depth. Quran is not something to go further. La tuharrik bihi lisanaka lita'jala bihi. Don't twist your tongue to make it faster. Warattilil Qur'ana tartila. Recite Quran in word by word. Complete each and every word. It's a word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this Quran opens up a door which has immense capacity to give us inspiration that cannot be gained from nothing. That's the reason we have Al-Quran yahdi ila al-imam wal-imam yahdi ila al-Quran. When you recite Quran, when we recite Quran, there are so many questions comes in our mind. Answer, where we can get an answer? from the Imams, from the family of Ahlul Bayt. I was talking in ICC. From KG Junior to PhD, in the classroom you see two things consistently. One is book, another is teacher. It is impossible to have a book without the teacher. So Quran also needs a teacher. Teachers of the Quran are Ahlul Bayt. They are inseparable. لَنْ يَفْتَرِقَ. They're never going to be separated. So when we read Quran with the translation, with in-depth understanding, there are so many questions are going to come in our mind. The answer is Quran. Answer is Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wasalam. I hope, inshallah, all of us, we give a little bit time and get out of this technological advancement and this gadget which is mesmerizing us. We are forgetting everything. We are forgetting our life. We are forgetting our children. No, take it serious, this matter. Our life is very limited and we have to render account very soon. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لَغَدٍ. Quran is warning, if you are a believer, you should be a keen businessman. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Allah says, do business with me. So this deen also a business. What kind of business? Once you do this business, you will be away from chastisement. And you are free from all problems. It is the challenge of Quran. We have to discover this challenge. I hope, inshallah, for in first step of my presentation, inshallah, by next week, inshallah, I'm coming on Wednesday till Saturday. Four presentations are again here. Today you listen. It is a base, and a very important base. That is, Quran is the fountainhead of knowledge. Sarchashma in Urdu or Persian. Fountainhead. Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says, if knowledge is not reaching, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Tu'ajjil farajam. If it, knowledge is not coming from us, it is not knowledge. Knowledge has to come from the Quran and from Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam. I hope, inshallah, we give a little bit consultation on this book. While you are, if you are in the bus, in the car, you are, nowadays we have all of us in our gadgets, the Quran is there. And if we could take time to recite at least 10 ayats starting our day, our life will change within 1 year, because Quran is book of light and book of life. Alif Lam Ra Kitabun Anzalnahu Ilaika Litukhrija An-Nasa Min Adh-Dhulumati Ila An-Nur. And another ayat about life, Ya Ayyuhal Ladhina Amanu Istajibu Lillahi Wa Lirrasuli Idha Da'akum Lima Yuhikum. Answer to the call of the Prophet and call of the Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. For what? You say labbaik, like when we say labbaik ya Hussain, what it means? Labbaik ya Allah. Labbaik ya Hussain means labbaik ya Allah. Labbaik ya Prophet. Ya Rasulullah. Oh, here I am listening. Tell me what you want. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu istajibu lillah. Answer to the call of Allah and the Prophet. For what? Lima yuhayikum. So that you can gain the life. So that means Allah never considers our life is a life. Because Imam Ali says, "Annasu niyamun idha matun tabahu." People are sleeping. When they die, they wake up. It's too late, man. In the grave, so much mud is on your top, and you cannot do anything. Idha, you will be wake up in the grave. We will be wake up. So that means we are sleeping. So our birth is in sleep. Our childhood is in sleep. And we are getting our younghood, adolescence also in sleep. And we get married in sleep. We have children in sleep. We get old in sleep. And we die in sleep. And Naswa Niyamun, it is not me, Imam Ali. alayhi afzalu salatu wassalam. People are sleeping. When they die, then they wake up. It is too late. So this life, Quran says, the life which we are leading is not life. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirasuli idha da'akum lima yuhikum. Answer to the call of Allah and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala wa ajjil farajahum lima yuhikum. So may you may gain life. So that means life is completely different what life we are leading. Anyhow, let's go back to the question of nafse musawwala or musawwala. What is this nafs? First of all, understanding nafs is a very tough choice. The most difficult, before last week I was in Winnipeg. We had Q&A with the youths. One of the young boy, he asked, can you describe us the soul and nafs, what it is? In fact, it is a very difficult to describe what it is. In philosophy, when you go, it becomes much more complicated. So best is Quranic ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5th chapter, ayat in 116 ayat, if my memory is going along with, Allah asked Hazrat Isa, "Anta qulta?" Did you ask people, you are God, your mother is God beside me? Hazrat Musa said, oh Allah, if I would have said, you are well known, you are aware of. How could I say something which is not truth for me, which is not haq? Then here, the ayah today, nafs we are talking about, understanding. تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي لَا وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسَكَ. The word is same thing. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, same word of nafs, for same thing for human being. Oh Allah, you are aware of my nafs. I am not aware of your nafs. So that means nafs means a total being. Total wujud is called nafs. So once we understand this total wujud is nafs, it has so many attributes of nafs. Just like we always hear, nafse ammara, nafse lawwama, nafse mulhima, nafse mutmainna. We hear many times, don't we? What is nafse ammara? Evil commanding soul. It commands. Once we make mistake, if we do not regret, then we tend to do another one. Then our nafs becomes nafse ammara, evil commanding soul. May God forbid. Illa ma rahima. Inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu illa ma rahima. May Allah, that's why we have to be always, when astaghfirullah, we go to near to the sin, immediately we have to say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayh. Otherwise, this nafs makes mistakes. Another nafs, much more praiseworthy nafs, is regretful nafs. لا أقسم بنفس بيوم القيامة ولا نفس لواما. نفس لواما, regretful. Before we go to bed, little bit assessment of ourselves. Where am I? What I did today? One. Oh. Astaghfirullah, I should never have done this. That feeling, Allah loves it. Allah swears by that, such a nafs which is regretful. Guys, salawat padhi Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allah. Can you see me breathe? Boys, I am with you. Yeah, you just recited Quran. Listen to me, inshallah. Your parents ask us to stay here. Sorry, I hope inshallah. It's a classroom. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wa alim. Allah. Let's make a little bit productive these majalis. Sense of responsibility is the question. And if we are not responsible, this hour also, I will going to ask on the day of judgment what you did. Because this 1 hour is most precious time. So nafse ammara, evil commanding soul. Nafse lavama, regretful soul. It's a very beautiful. Higher than nafse lavama is nafse molehima. Wa nafse wama savaha. Fa alhamaha fujuraha wa taqwa. You reach to a point, you know this is wrong, you be away. And the highest is ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna. Very peaceful, eternal peace. Nobody can even imagine what kind of nafs is that nafs mutma'inna. Among these four nafs, there is another nafs which we do not discuss a lot. Today I'm talking about is nafs musawwala or nafs musawwala. It is Quranic terminology, not mine. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, this is second time they did with the brother of Hazrat Yusuf also. They came back, leaving brother behind in Misr, Cairo, back to Madain. Asked, what happened? Where is my other son? He has stolen, he had done wrong, he has to stay back. Their prophet Yaqub alayhi salam says, Bal sawwalat lakum anfusakum. What is the meaning of sawwala? Taswil nafs. What is the meaning of taswil? Taswil means making things light. Nothing wrong, man. Allah is Wahat Rahim. In Urdu, there is a poet who says, on the day of judgment, if we do not commit sins, on the day of judgment, Allah will going to ask, I am not Rahim. Why didn't you commit a sin? Astaghfirullah. Why didn't you commit sin and came to me? I would have forgiven you. I have promised. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't. Yeah. No, that is not right. Allah is Rahim. And Allah at the same time, فَلَا تَأْمَن مِن مَكْرِ اللَّهِ. Never, never be at ease from the planning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every action has its own reaction. Nafse musawwala means a soul, attribute of soul, which makes things right. No matter, inshallah, Allah will going to forgive. Mala Amir al-Mu'mineen, I love this dua. I have done a small sharh of this dua. It is available in Urdu. I had no time to make it in English, but it is very beautiful. Dua is sabah Mala Amir al-Mu'mineen. Where Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, بِأْسَ الْمَتِيَّةِ الَّتِمْ تَتَتْ نَفْسِي مِنْ هَوَاهَا فَوَاهًا لَهَا لَمَا سَوَّلَتْ لَهَا. This nafs has a ride. That ride is so bad ride. Always wants, wrong. Why we do it? Because we think Allah is going to forgive. And we are not looking at the consequences of the actions. Each and every sin has its own effect. Each and every cause has its own effect. So each and a small sin, we are going away from the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bal sawwalat lakum anfusakum. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam says, your soul has made it easy. Things are so easy for you. You have done same thing with Yusuf and same thing with brother of Yusuf you did. Bal sawwalat lakum anfusakum. Fasabrun jameel. Then he said, I am at ease, I am doing sabr. And this sabr also, I am not going to complain to Allah. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bring all of you together one day. Conclusion of today's discussion. Nowadays we see in the news homegrown terrorists. You hear the terminology here? Homegrown terrorists. Who are these homegrown terrorists? Those who are American. They are doing something wrong which is inhuman. They say homegrown terrorist. Nafse musawwala also homegrown terrorist. This is very bad. And within myself, my own self is becoming enemy of myself. Very dangerous. That danger we have to understand clearly how effective, how deadly this soul is, it can be. Once I make a sin as a light, nothing, no need to worry, then I start making mistakes. Then we become, our soul becomes nafse ammara. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wale. In order to fight back with this nafse lawwama or nafse musawwala, what can we do? Mamun ghair rashid. He asked Imam Radha alayhi salatu wasalam, all of them are ghair rashid, they are not. He asked Imam Radha alayhi salatu wasalam, you guys believe prophets are masoom. And some people believe, even he said, hinting towards Imam, people believe you are also masoom. How is it possible? I'm a masoomin, alayhi salatu wasalam. Always they used to give answer from the Quran. Always, no one can deny from it. Didn't you read the Quran? O Pisar Am, O my brother, what ayat? Imam has recited the ayat. لَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَ أَنْ رَأَى بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. She already made towards him. Zulaikha already made towards Hazrat Yusuf. She was ready. غَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابَ فَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكَ. Let's have fun. She already made towards him. And Quran says he would have made towards her too. He also a human being. How could he could not do? لَوْلَ أَنْ رَأَى بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. He has seen the manifest evidence of his Lord. The moment we think no one is there, that is the moment shaitan comes. No, there is no place where is no one is there. Everywhere is Allah is there. بُرْهَانَ رَبِّ is there, my youths. Mummy is not there, father is not there, door is closed, I can open, I can see, I can read, I can do anything. No, you cannot do nothing because Allah is watching. Salawat padhi Muhammad Ali. Am I making sense or not? Are you with me? Should I go further or should I stay here? Salawat padhi Muhammad Ali. No, it is not. It is not the quantity, quality. Answer. Today what we learn? Number one, give importance to your life by reciting 10 ayats a day with the translation. If you get time, a little bit pondering about the Quran. Number two, don't let this nafs controlling you, homegrown terrorist. It comes and kills us so much. What it makes? Ayatullah Jawad Amali is a very great mufassir of the Quran, and Tafsir al-Tasneem he has done 40 years and more than 50 volumes. He dissected each and every word of the Quran. Tafsir al-Tasneem. It's a very beautiful tafsir. And he goes in detail talking about nafse musawwala, talking about enemy who is within, built in myself. And the mechanism of fighting with that within, built in my enemy, how can? قَاتِلْ هَوَاكَ بِأَقْلِكَ. To fight back enemy, you have to see what weapon they have. Your weapon should be much more higher than the other, yours. your enemies better than your enemies. And this enemy of inside, which is killing ourselves, what we have to do? Imam Ali says, kill your hawa. Hawa is me self, my. I think so. Chepiddi ka shorwa. Who are you, man? And nowadays, in religion comes, everybody's, I think this is a little bit too much. I think in the, take it easy. There are experts you have to ask. Without asking them, you cannot decide. Quran clearly says, don't ever say, this is halal, this is haram, because you think it is halal. No. There are experts. Follow the experts. In this COVID-19, has taught us so many lessons. The number one lesson is a small germ can shake the world. And Allah is asking, Limanil Mulkul Yawm. Domain belongs to whom, man? Superpowers. What happened? Lemanil Mulkil Yawm. To whom this domain belongs to? They want us. Oh, this hijab is not right. Maulana, we are living in Canada, in America, in the Western countries. We have to meet people and eye to eye contact. And we have to shake hand. We cannot do without. It is not Qum Maulana, it is not Najaf. Here I am in Bay Area. So I have to shake. What I have to do? To don't ask Alim question. If you want to shake hand with the Namahram, shake it. Don't ask Alim. Alim is going to have to say haram. Haram is haram. It's not going to be halal. Because Maulana Abidi is in Bay Area, he's going to change? No. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, small germ. Now you have to have social distance. When Allah said, na mahram, mahram, nobody understood. A small germ has taught social distance. Number three, hijab. I am living in Western countries. Hijab is for the Qom, Najaf, in that part of the world. Here is, I am free, man. I am free. No one is free. I was driving car from New York to Toronto. I think because in Canada we have kilometers. Here is miles. They still never change, mashallah. They have their own uniqueness. No matter. I think I was driving more than 80 miles something, because in my mind is 60 means 60 kilometers. Light? Chacha aagaye. So his uncle is here. So I pull aside. Policeman came and he was smiling. Do you know you are speeding? I think could be. But I smiled. I said, I thought I am in free country. I thought I am in a free country. He said, every freedom has restrictions. So there is no country which is free, man. It's a lie. We are inmates of our own freedom that teaches us nafse musawwala. Salawat padhiye Imam. Wa'ajjil farajahum. I have to develop a strength, immune system. For this, what they are teaching. People used to ask Maulana, why there are two mujtahidin, there are difference of opinion, three mujtahid, difference of opinion. Yes, small jamaat has taught there is no one opinion. Still 17% Americans, they say, we don't want to take shots. In America, in a smart country like America, they are saying, we don't want this. That shows religion, if we want to understand, we have to learn from the expertise, not from anyone. Expertise are the mujtahideen. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wale Muhammad. Allah. Salli ala Muhammad wa ala. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifana'ik wa anakhat birahlik. If we want to make a red line between army of Yazid and army of Imam Hussein, and this is nafse musawwala. Imam Ali on the day, Imam Hussein on the day of Ashura, you are taking it so light. You are taking it so light. Be careful, don't do this. What, do you know what grave mistake you are going to commit now? Do you know who am I? An Ibn Muhammad Anil Mustafa. أنا ابن علي المرتضى أنا ابن فاطمة الزهراء Bibi Zainab in the courtyard of Yazid he shouted by saying O Yazid kid kaidak was asayak Johd johdak wallahi la tamhu dhikrana. Do whatever you want, plan whatever you want, you spend how much wealth you want, you never going to erase our remembrance. Our name shall be there. Who is this lady? My sisters are here, they are asking about hijab, these questions. Look at the courage of this lady. Who has lost everything, whose house has been smashed, whose brother's body has been trampled under the shoes of the horse. And that type of person should never have any strength to speak out. But she speaks out. You cannot do wrong. You plan whatever you want. What is this? It's a nafse mutma'inna. Contrary to the nafse musawwala. Thirty-five years, not one day or two days, 35 years. Whenever water used to come in front of Imam Sajjad, Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdillah. Ya Abata Qatil al-Atashan. Not one day, 35 years. If someone passed away, we go for the condolence. Minhal says, I went to see Maula Imam Sajjad to say a few words of condolence to the Imam. When I reach Medina, beside his home, I saw water is falling from his home, top of the home. I gathered my abba. Someone said, oh, Minhal, this is not water. Your Maula is crying. This is not water. Do you think this is water? For Minhal, it was so, he could not comprehend how it is possible. He goes on the top. You see Imam Sajjad is sitting. The water for Udu is there. And Imam is crying. The water becomes mudaf. He throws away. Minhal says salam to the Imam. And he sits there. He wanted to console the Imam. And he wanted to say a few words of what we say just like us. Maula, how long are you going to cry?
How long are you going to cry? Maula Imam Sajjad said, Minhal, you are not done justice to me. Yaqub had 12 sons. One son was away from him. And he was aware of the fact he is alive, but still he cried so much. Quran says, Wabiyadat Aina. He became blind. Oh, Minhal, my entire family has been slaughtered in front of me. Minhal cries. He wanted to give more, some of the words, so that he can do justice with the Imam. Mala, your family used to pride of this shahadat. Shahadat is our pride. Mala Imam said, yes, is a shahadat is pride. Zainab's, my brothers, sisters. In Bazaar of Sham. دو جملے اور ہماری بہنیں جو سن رہی ہیں آپ لوگ بھی سن رہے ہیں روایتوں میں ہے کہ مولا امام سجاد گھر سے باہر نہیں نکلتے تھے اور کبھی نکلتے تھے تو چھوٹے چھوٹے بچے قصابوں کے پاس جاتے تھے کہتے تھے مولا آ رہے ہیں اس لیے کہ کبھی سر پر نگاہ پڑ گئی تو مولا پوچھتے تھے بتاؤ تم لوگ کیسے ذبح کرتے ہو مولا ہم پہلے پانی پلاتے ہیں غذا کھلاتے ہیں اس کے بعد اس بکرے کو ذبح کرتے ہیں کہتے تمہیں معلوم ہے میرے بابا کو پیاس تھا ذبح صلی اللہ علیک یا ابا عبد اللہ وعلی الارواح التي حلت بفنائک واناخت برحلک علیکم من السلام ابدا ما بقیت وبقی اللیل والنہار السلام علی الحسین وعلی علی ابن الحسین وعلی اولاد الحسین وعلی اصحاب الحسین فیا لیتنا کنا معکم فنفوز معکم فوزا واللہ اللہم شاف مردانا یا اللہ اللہم وقض دیوننا یا اللہ اللہم ورحم امواتنا یا اللہ وزوج بناتنا یا اللہ وانصر حماتنا يا الله في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم أيد قائدنا يا الله اللهم اطمس على أموال الظالمين المجرمين والمنافقين اللهم عجل فرجا وسهل مخرجا وجعلنا من عوانه وأنصاره الأرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات خصوصاً سن الشهداء فاتحة مع الصلوات
يا حسين يا حسين سیری
قبر پر زینب کرتی تھی فغان ماما کی قبر پر زینب کرتی تھی فغان پھر رائے
حسین 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 یا علی یا علی عباس
السلام عليك يا وارث آدم صفوة الله السلام عليك يا وارث نوح النبي الله السلام عليك يا وارث إبراهيم خليل الله السلام عليك يا وارث موسى كليم الله السلام عليك يا وارث عيسى روح الله السلام عليك يا وارث محمد حبيب الله السلام عليك يا وارث علي أمير المؤمنين ولي الله السلام عليك يا ابن محمد المصطفى السلام عليك يا ابن علي المرتضى السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة الزهراء السلام عليك يا ابن خديجة الكبرى السلام عليك يا ثار الله وابن آثاره والوتر الموتون أشهد أنك قد أقمت الصلاة وآتيت الزكاة وأمرت بالمعروف ونهيت عن المنكر وأطعت الله ورسوله حتى أتاك اليقين فلعن الله أمة قتلتكم ولعن الله أمة ظلمتك ولعن الله أمة سمعت بذلك فرضيت به يا مولاي يا أبا عبد الله أشهد أنك كنت نورا في الأصلاب الشامخة والأرحام المطهرة لم تنجسك الجاهلية بأنجاسها ولم تلبسك من مدلهمات ثيابها وأشهد أنك من دعائم الدين وأركان المؤمنين وأشهد أنك الإمام البر التقي الرضي الزكي الهادي المهدي وأشهد أن الأئمة من ولدك كلمة التقوى وأعلام الهدى والعروة الوثقى والحجة على أهل الدنيا وأشهد الله وملائكته وأنبياءه ورسله أني بكم مؤمن وبإيابكم موقن بشرائع ديني وخواتيمي عملي وقلبي لقلبكم سين وأمري لأمركم متبع صلوات الله عليكم وعلى أرواحكم وعلى أجسادكم وعلى أجسامكم وعلى شاهدكم وعلى غائبكم وعلى ظاهركم وعلى باطنكم السلام عليك يا أولياء الله وأحبائه السلام عليكم يا أصفياء الله وأودائه
السلام عليكم يا أنصار دين الله، السلام عليكم يا أنصار رسول الله، السلام عليكم يا أنصار أمير المؤمنين، السلام عليكم يا أنصار فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين، السلام عليكم يا أنصار أبي محمد الحسن بن علي الولي الناصح، السلام عليكم يا أنصار أبي عبد الله بأبي أنسى وأمي، طبتم وطابت الأرض التي فيها دفنتم وفزتم فوزا عظيما، فيا ليتني كنت معكم فأفوز معكم. السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين، السلام عليك أيها العبد الصالح المطيع لله ولرسوله، أشهد أنك قد جاهدت ونصحت ونصب حتى أتاك اليقين، لعن الله الظالمين لكم من الأولين والآخرين، والحقهم بدرجتك جاحديك جحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام على علي ابن الحسين زين العابدين، السلام على محمد ابن علي الباقر العلم النبيين، السلام على جعفر ابن محمد الصادق، السلام على موسى ابن جعفر الكاظم، السلام على علي ابن موسى الرضا، السلام على محمد ابن علي الجواد، السلام على علي ابن محمد الهادي، السلام على حسن ابن علي الزكي العسكري، السلام على قائم المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجك وسهل الله تعالى مخرجك وجعلنا من أعمانك وأنصارك، ورحمة الله وبركاته.
يا حسين ولا يا مولانا سمير.